Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. May chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Belunger. Belunger fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Belunger. Kaline moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards first. Cash catches it and steps on first to double up Harden. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Horton goes all the way around to score. Oiler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2 Orioles. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Denny McClain. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oiler moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari bunts towards the mound. Dobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobson. Johnson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. John Hiller now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Bulfari scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Stanley catches it and throws to home to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bulfari who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Pete Rickard now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien strikes out. two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Euler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for John Hiller. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Orioles. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Les Cain now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverry pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Les Cain. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick strikes out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. John Warden now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Powell bunts towards the mound. Warden fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-3 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palfrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Palfrey moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Jim Northrup pinch hits for John Warden. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Wirt moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Brown tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-7, Orioles. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-8, Orioles. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.